Welcome to the daily Chizuk. Sometimes people are in situations which prevent them from following their normal routines. They could be hospitalized, lo aleinu, or homesick, and can easily become saddened due to their non-productivity. They might begin to feel empty, not being able to pray in shul with a minyan or attend shiurim. They might get depressed in their helpless state. But fortunate for us, we always have a way to feel content and fulfilled, no matter what we're going through. I was recently reminded of a story that will give us the proper outlook and ability to be happy in all situations. Rabbi Mugrabi told over that the Noam Elimelech and his brother Rav Zusha were once traveling together in a foreign place, and an anti-Semitic officer began questioning them, and he put them both in prison. This was a common practice in those days, over 250 years ago. And they sat there together in a decrepit cell. Rabbi Elimelech saw that Rav Zusha was very down, and he said, "This is not like you. Where's your emunah?" Rav Zusha replied, "I'm not sad that we're here in prison," he said. "I'm sad that the time for mincha is about to pass, and because of this pot here in this cell that people use for going to the bathroom with, we're not going to be able to pray." Rabbi Elimelech then asked him, "Who commanded us to pray mincha?" "Hashem." "And who commanded us not to pray under these conditions?" "The same Hashem." "So what's the difference which Ratzon Hashem we're doing? We are now fulfilling the will of Hashem by not praying mincha, because it's Asur, and we're listening to Him." When Rav Zusha heard this, he got so excited, he got up and he started to dance. And Rabbi Elimelech joined him in his excitement, and they danced together. And they danced and sang around that pot, happily fulfilling the will of Hashem. The jail warden got so upset that they were dancing. He came in and he took out the pot. At that moment they said, "Now we're able to pray mincha." And they stood there and they prayed a very long mincha. After they finished, the guard told them, "I was told to let you out. There's no charges against you." And they went back home, and Rav Elimelech told Rav Zusha, "We did the Ratzon Hashem by not praying. And then Hashem helped us out by letting us pray. And in the zechut of both, we got out of jail." You see, being sad and depressed doesn't accomplish anything. It only makes situations worse. But being happy, understanding that we're living the lives Hashem wants us to be living at the moment, brings blessing. A person can serve Hashem in any situation he finds himself in, whether he's in a difficult situation or everything is running smoothly, whether he's living his daily routine or he's forced to take it easy and rest. No matter what, there is always a way to serve Hashem, and that should make us happy and content. If Hashem wants us to be home, then we'll serve Him from there. If our flight got canceled and we had to stay in a foreign country for another day, if that's what Hashem wants, then we'll serve Him from there. As long as we're serving Hashem, we're automatically successful. Have a great day.